Welcome to In Touch with Southeast Iowa. I'm Bob Leonard on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Waylon Schultz, chief of the Ainsworth Fire Department, about 9/11. Chief Schultz, how long have you been in the fire service?
Close to 20 years now.
Do you remember where you are, what you were doing when 9/11 hit?
Yes, I was actually, I worked at a rock quarry in Iowa City, and I was driving my dump truck that day, and I remember a bunch of us truck drivers saw all the airplanes starting to fly lower and things like that, and then we heard it on the, come across the radio, what was going on and what happened. But yeah, it was just kind of weird seeing, you know, usually you see a couple jets a day way up in the air or whatever. And then that day, you can see like 20 or 30 of them, you know, with their jet streams because they were all landing in different airports in a hurry and things like that. So, yeah, it was definitely different than what normal you saw.
Well, and you'd been in the fire service for a couple of years by then, right?
Yes.
Do you remember seeing the images of the firefighters and first responders?
Definitely, yes. It was, we watched it continuously on TV, you know, when I got home that night. Me and my wife just kind of sat there in amazement, really, what was going on, and just heartbroken and everything, seeing all the tragedy and stuff like that that was happening.
Did you feel that you had a sense of what was going on in the fire, in the first responders' minds as they were trying to save people still and put out fires?
Somewhat. I mean, from the aspect of, you know, seeing the firefighters and hearing of them going in and trying to save people, even though, you know, they knew the extent of the damage. And, you know, once the one tower fell and then, you know, still seeing those guys go in and trying to help others, I definitely, you know, knew from what we do and going and helping other people that they were willing to go in and help, you know, whatever the cost was. But as far as knowing the feeling that a lot of the other firefighters were going through, knowing that a bunch of the people that they work with and look up to and, you know, their idols and some of their own heroes, you know, knowing, you know, what just happened to them and still being able to go on, it would be very hard to understand how they could keep going for days and days and days like they did.
Mm-hmm. And what was the talk at the fire station afterwards when you got together the next time?
There was just a lot of talk, you know, and amazement of what happened. There was talk of how could we go and help? Is it possible for us to go and help? Things like that. There was some guys from the Iowa City and North Liberty area, I know, that they did end up going out and helping. But, you know, we just tried to see, you know, what we could do to help. We didn't end up going out. We did send some messages, you know, and asked if there was things that we could do and stuff like that. But, yeah, it was just unbelievable, I guess.
And has the public changed their attitude toward firefighters, you think, and police officers, et cetera, since that time?
I think definitely there has. I would say especially, you know, for the probably 5 to 10 years after 9/11 happened. And there still is to this day, you know, some of the older, you know, generation or whatever, I guess, people closer to my age, definitely that respect and stuff like that from seeing it happen. Now, like my kids and things like that, they still definitely respect the fire service and understand, but, you know, they didn't live through it. So I think it's very important that we go back and make sure that they see what happened that day and, you know, understand what tragedy really looks like and what could potentially happen someday and know that there is people out there that are willing to help them at all costs, no matter what.
Well, you might have firefighters now that weren't born when 9/11 happened.
Yeah, and that is true. We have a couple now on our department, actually, that didn't live through it. But they're definitely aware of it, and that's something that when we onboard new firefighters, you know, we have a short video that we show, you know, that kind of outlines what the fire service is about and that type of thing, and there's some stuff in there about 9/11. That is a topic that we touch on just onboarding new firefighters, so just to make sure that they understand what you know, risks they're taking and stuff like that.
Is there anything you'd like to share with our listeners today on 9/11?
Just that it really did show how America could come together. I mean, I know there was thousands and thousands of firefighters and EMS and stuff like that from across the country that went to New York and helped, you know, sort through that mess and stayed there for a long time to help get the FDNY back up, you know, to where they are. And it really says a lot about the FDNY organization that, you know, that they can lose that many members of their department and that much equipment and still move forward, you know, deal with the whole 9/11 tragedy, plus still cover the rest of the city and take care of the everyday calls that were still happening outside of that. It just speaks volumes on how great fire service and EMS service across the country really is.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Ainsworth Fire Chief Waylon Schultz about 9/11. I'm Bob Leonard with KCII News.